Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hello, February, and hello to all of our listeners out there.
As always, we are excited to share a story with you today and grateful for the time you spend with us each week. Hey, before we get too far, this is the Bible Story Podcast. It is a podcast where we share a story of the Bible, a takeaway from the story, and followed up with a growth tip,
which is a way for you and us to grow in a relationship with God. My name is Braden Poach, and my co-host and partner in fun is John Draymert.
All right, we make no promises on the fun part, but we are cool.
No, we make no promises on the cool part.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no, we are fun.
We will certainly have a lot of fun today.
We try to.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we never promise we're cool.
No.
No, we should never.
No.
Okay. So as you said last episode, John, fun is one, which means it is a top priority for us, followed like eventually by safety. just kidding. Parents out there, don't hate me for that.
How dangerous could a podcast actually be?
I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. Well, there goes all of our parent listeners. Okay, kids, you stick with us.
It's fine. Okay. So everyone's going to want to stick around. Everyone. Parents and kids are going to want to stick around for this episode. And the subsequent episodes or the following episodes, because we are jumping into an awesome series.
That's right. We're kicking off this series with the story of Moses today. And we'll be going through his life and calling over the next several weeks. It's going to be great.
That is exactly right. So I do not want to banter too much back and forth between you and I, John. So stop cracking jokes. Because okay. We have a lot of historical context to get through.
All right, Braden. I do know you love the context, the history, all of that type of stuff.
I do.
So why don't you get us started with some of the background?
Oh, I would be delighted. Okay, so our lesson for today will be coming from Exodus 3 to 4, verse 17. So the lesson is a response to God. It's a posture that we ourselves can take, and it is, "Here I am." But I will sum up a lot of the first few chapters now. So first, the name Exodus. I mean, this refers to the leaving or the exiting of a people group. This group we will see in this particular story as the Israelites. Now, the Israelites were multiplying and prospering as a blessing from God and had begun to have large numbers of the Israelite people within Egypt. So this growing and multiplying while frustrated or scared, Pharaoh, who at the time was the king of Egypt, and with the increase in numbers of the Israelites, he began to panic. And so we see Pharaoh early on in Exodus enslave the Israelite people. Pharaoh forces them to work and commands them that all of their male Israelite babies are drowned in the Nile River.
That's crazy. So Pharaoh's like, you know, like you said, the king of Egypt, and not a guy that you want to be on the wrong side of. You don't want to make him angry.
No, you do not. I mean, he has a lot of power. And so we see Pharaoh as an individual who is so blinded by his own greed and power. I mean, he could really hardly tell the difference between right and wrong or good and bad.
Okay, keep going. I'm loving what you're putting down here for us.
Okay, absolutely. You're so encouraging, John.
Yeah, I try.
Okay, so the Israelite people who are descendants of Abraham and who have been blessed, like we said, by God to multiply and prosper, they cry out to God. They cry to him asking for him to save them from this horrible situation. And God responds in this amazing way. This is where Moses is introduced. Now, a small baby at this time, his mother, an Israelite woman, is supposed to drown her son in the Nile River. However, going directly against the orders of Pharaoh, she sets her son in a basket and lets him float down the river.
This is so crazy. She willingly gives up her son in a basket and floats him down the river, and I don't know.
And it has just, no idea what's going to happen to
him.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is. I mean, it's a complete act of desperate love, right? She's just sending him away, hoping and praying that something, somewhere, somehow down that river will be better than, I mean, having to murder him. You know, she has no idea, but as the child floats down the river, he is eventually picked up by another woman downstream. A woman not knowing where the child is from, She takes compassion and pity on him, and she takes him, the child, in as her own. This woman is Pharaoh's daughter.
What a twist. This is getting even more strange.
Yeah. So she names the baby Moses, and he is raised as Egyptian royalty.
So a man, or boy, rather, who was supposed to be drowned in the river because he was born of an Israelite woman, was raised as royalty instead?
Yeah, that exactly. I mean, it's pretty wild, right? Massive turn of events.
Absolutely.
So from there, I mean, things really pick up, as if they haven't already been going. Moses grows into a young man. He recognizes the hurt and the suffering of the Israelite people that they're going through under this rule and slavery at the hands of Pharaoh and the Egyptian people.
So how does he respond to seeing all of that hatred and hurt?
Well, I mean, not overly well. I mean, I think Moses felt great sorrow for the people under slavery. And one day he sees a Hebrew man or an Israelite man being beaten by an Egyptian. So he steps in. He puts himself in between the two. And although this altercation eventually, or this fight ends up with Moses killing the Egyptian man, it's not a good thing to be the prince, which Moses is, to be seen killing your own people to save the life of a slave.
Definitely not. Like, this is not a good situation for Moses. Slaves at that time were thought of as property or belonging to another person, right?
Right. They didn't really have, you know, the human rights that you and I have. And so the Egyptian people were immediately angry. They were in uproar. And when Pharaoh had heard about what had happened, he ordered Moses to be killed. So Moses, naturally fearing for his life, he runs. You know, he leaves behind his title of prince and royal upbringing.
So this is just a wild beginning to his life. Now, this would bring him to being a young man.
Yeah, a young adult, yep.
Yeah, so now what?
I mean, it's crazy. And very honestly, it just keeps going, this story. It keeps getting wilder and wilder. And Moses, he ends up in the town of Midian after running away. He gets married and he becomes a shepherd.
Okay, so this is where we finally get to the chapters where we find our lesson. And
yes,
a lot of great history, Braden. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Anytime, John, anytime.
So now Moses has grown up. He's married.
Yep.
And shepherding in the same town he ran to once he fled Egypt. He's actually about the same age as I am today, which is kind of neat.
young and spry, hey?
Yeah. You know, that's what everybody describes a 40-year-old, or actually I'm 41, but
young and fly for a white guy.
Sure.
Okay.
So all right.
This is where our backstory ends. And now I know that was a ton, and the listeners are probably so tired of hearing me speak.
You do talk a lot, I will say.
I mean, I do. So if I am tired of speaking and I'm tired of hearing the sound of my own voice, which so rarely happens, it's got to be a bad indicator. So, John, I am going to let you land this plane and bring us home into safety.
Wow. There's a lot of metaphors going on in that sentence, but sure, I can do whatever you need me to do. Let's land
this plane. Tractor.
We'll land this tractor.
Perfect.
All right. So we have now learned about Moses and his backstory. We see him shepherding one day on a mountain where he is met by the angel of the Lord, who appeared to him through a bush engulfed in flames. Now, interestingly enough, the bush was on fire, yet it was not burned up or affected by the flames at all.
So it's like you see the flames, but the bush isn't like crumbling to pieces.
You got it.
Okay, so Moses then turns and to try and find the cause of the flames, and that's where he's called by name.
Moses!
And he hears the voice of God. and the voice came from the bush.
Yeah. And that is when Moses says,
"Here I am."
You got it. So imagine that. Moses is obviously somewhat confused as to the flames not consuming the bush. He is a man who has been living as a shepherd, and after fleeing for his life, and he's met by God on a mountainside. And seemingly, without missing a beat or giving much thought, he responds to God quickly, saying, "Here I am."
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't sound like there's much fear or hesitation question in his response. I mean, John, I mean, let's just, you know me, you've gone camping with me before. I do not think I would react the same way to a bush on fire and a voice in the wilderness. I would surely assume bears or raccoons or birds, spiders.
Yeah, that's fair. So Moses, in so many ways, steps into this conversation with God fully open to the path God has planned.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't have questions, though. We read about a few of those questions that he asks. But as we will see here, and in the weeks to come, Moses really, without much hesitation, allows himself to be guided by God.
John, honestly, a moment of truth for me is I long for this type of response. Like this here I am response. Like, it takes me back to being a kid on the playground, you know, picking teams for kickball or Sandman or whatever, you know, hand up in the air, like pick me, whether you're saying that out loud or it's just in your mind. It's this idea of being so excited just to be on a team. And this is God's team.
You know, I love that picture, Brain. That's so good. And, you know, I agree. This response that Moses has seems so simple. But man, is it hard to get not to get scared,
yeah,
or, you know, worried or full of what if type of questions that, you know, maybe convince us not to follow the promptings or guidance of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to see in this conversation between Moses and God, it concludes with Moses stepping into his calling from God, the calling to lead the Israelite people who are, you know, currently slaves out of Egypt to freedom, and eventually to the promised land, a land of safety, God's provision, and abundance for the people of God.
I mean, that's a lofty call.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's pretty big.
I mean, a whole nation, a whole people. Okay, so I know we're running tight on time, but I think I have an important question. Okay, so Moses is called to lead this entire people out of slavery, his entire people. I get that, but... Okay, follow, track with me, John. Mm-hmm. Moses is the prince of Egypt.
Right.
And he's not really known by the slaves as somebody on their side. I mean, they don't even really know that he descends from them.
Right.
Right. And so how would the people just trust him? I mean, you know, how do they assume that he's leading them in the right direction? He could just be a crazy man from the wilderness. And it gives me a little bit of a sense of like, don't trust a stranger, don't follow a stranger type scenario. That's been ingrained in me since a child.
Right. So there's a couple of things. You know, as we know within this story, Aaron, his brother, Moses' brother, is part of this story. And so the people would have known Aaron.
Okay.
But here's the other thing. And actually, Moses asks God the same question himself.
Hmm.
So God gave him a gift. And I'm not sure my son would want that, should get this gift, but you know, you're going to see it here.
Great, great power comes great responsibility.
Sorry, son.
Yeah.
It's going to be a way to show the people that they, God and Moses, had spoken together, and that Moses was anointed or called by God for this. Okay.
So kind of proof of this calling.
That's right.
Okay. So, okay. What was the gift? Jewelry.
Not quite. It's a staff.
Oh.
A shepherd's staff, kind of.
Okay.
And it's not just any boring old shepherd's staff, not just any long stick.
Okay.
This was a staff that would show powerful signs.
Hmm.
So the staff turned into a snake if thrown on the ground.
I see why you don't want your son to have it.
Yes. Could you imagine?
No. Your wife would freak out.
She would not be thrilled.
No.
So God also gave Moses a few other signs, okay?
Okay.
That would allow him to communicate to the Israelite people that he was chosen by God to lead them. It was pretty amazing stuff, really.
I do really like that God and Moses, like Moses asks these questions and God's like, oh no, I got that covered too.
Right.
Like I know the scenario you're in, I got that covered. So fair enough. I'm having a hard time processing all of this and what happened to Moses in such a short time, you know, in his early life to young adulthood. And we've hardly like scratched the surface of all of these amazing stories.
You're so right, Braden. You know, just a reminder for us all, you know, we're not going to be able to cover all of the small details in our stories through this series. So if you're interested, today we summarized Exodus 1 through chapter 4, verse 17. And you can read that for yourself to get some of the details, which are actually really fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, the story goes, John, you and I could talk for hours on this, but again, sick of my own voice already. So we are moving on to the growth tip for the week. It's a tip that helps all of us grow in a practical way in our relationship with God. Now, it's my favorite part, and John wrote a jingle, so roll that jingle.
Growth tip time.
Growth tip time.
Okay, so I thought about this one for a while. It's not always easy to think of these growth tips after five seasons.
I agree. But even thinking of a growth tip is part, you know, of our growing because it challenges us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So last week we read the entire book of Jonah,
yeah,
which, you know, kind of terrified and stressed out my co-host Braden here, but you know,
I'm okay. I will admit I'm okay now. I might be known to have a dramatic reaction, and so maybe that's what happened. But I did actually enjoy the process. It was fun to post on social media and share in that reading with the community. I think, you know, that helped me grow in certain ways. And I have, although, something different for us to try this week.
Cool. Well, I like different. I'm ready. What do you got for us?
Okay. So this inspired by Moses and his reaction or response of, "Here I am." Okay. It's so powerful. And we see Moses ask questions, but he still follows the calling of God. So this week, I think that we should write a letter to God. This letter should be titled, "Here I Am." In this letter, I think that we should dream and pray and brainstorm about all of the gifts that God has given us, all of the ways that he has created us uniquely and that we can be used for his kingdom. Now, I want you to write these things down and dream big.
Very cool. And, you know, as we respond to those dreams and prayers with, "Here I am," Braden, what are you hoping for?
Okay, so I think it just puts us in a place that we're ready to respond like Moses. We're ready to respond with that, "Here I am," whenever we start seeing those things come true. You know, writing it down or writing the letter doesn't mean that it's all going to happen. I understand that. But with the words, "Here I am," in there, or titling that, we're already preparing ourselves to say yes to those plans. You know, we're ready to say yes to the calling of God, no matter how big or small those things might be.
I love that. And Braden, no surprise, you're a bit of a dreamer.
A little bit.
You know, I've never seen maybe someone who enjoys brainstorming and dreaming quite as much as you do.
It's very true. I love it. So thank you so much for listening today, everybody. I hope, you know, we gave you some good things to think about. If we ever go too fast or create a bunch of questions or just convolute things in your mind, please reach out to us. I mean, we love answering your questions. Those are some of the ways that John and I also grow, is by reading your questions and answering them.
You can always connect with us through Instagram at Bible Story Pod and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you like to listen from.
All right, you guys are the best. Until next week, be blessed.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.